Yes, welcome back to Morning Glory. Now, tips at the back end of the show. But, boys, before we get to talk about wet vac, got my double vax this week. Double jabbed.
Yeah. Any side effects?
None whatsoever. Famous last words are, I said to my wife as I was taking off, I said, all these needles and everything that I've had late, I've been cured of my needle phobia. I realise needles these days just don't hurt. And guess what? This one really hurts.
The second one hurts, doesn't
it?
It hurts. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. I think it's the same little prick.
Yeah. Don't look at Joey and say that.
Yeah.
This sort of came out.
Webby, the West Tigers situation. We're going to talk a lot about the Tigers coming up here, but the West Tigers have basically come out and said they'll terminate the contract of any player who refuses to be vaxxed. Of words to that extent?
Yeah, it's very murky, this whole vaccination issue. I reckon the NRL are just going, let's get to the end of this season and deal with it over summer. I think they realise the legal implications of making it mandatory, and they realise that, you recall, last year when they had to relocate teams and set up biosecurity bubbles, where Queensland made it compulsory that every player had to get the flu shot.
Yes.
I remember asking Peter Valenti's at the time, what happens when the vaccination gets created? He said, oh, that's a good question. I don't know where that'll go. I don't think they still have an answer. And the issue with it is if players aren't vaxxed, what that means in terms of borders, in terms of going to New Zealand.
Yes.
And the thing with the West Tigers, so Lee Hadjipantelis, when he talked about it on SEN a few days ago, it's like, well, if a player who isn't vaccinated can't fulfil his contractual agreements of playing for a club,
that's right.
Then that gives them the avenue to terminate them. So
yeah.
I don't reckon the NRL, I think that's how they'll get around it, like the NFL, which we're watching now, has got around it by saying if you don't have to get vaccinated, but if you test positive, if a game's cancelled because of then your club forfeits the points. It's not rescheduled. You have to pay the wages of the other team.
Yeah.
And I just think it'll get so difficult for an anti-vaxxed, a non-vaxxed player to be signed or to fulfil their contractual agreement that they'll have no choice.
Okay. But when you talk about lawsuits.
It's a legal minefield because I've talked to Abdo about it in the last sort of couple of weeks.
Well, here's a question.
It's tricky.
For you. So if they, I'm double vaxxed. None of us here have a problem with it. If I had a problem with it and they said, no, you have to compulsory, you have to get vaxxed. I have vaxxed. I have a reaction. I sue the league. But if they say, hey, listen, is this forcing someone? If I was to say to you, Webby, and you're a player, I say to you, listen, mate, you don't have to vax. That's your right, but we can't register your contract if that's the case. Is that forcing a person to get vaxxed? That's the question.
That's what it is. Mm. I think that's the legal component of it that they still haven't been able to answer. And I think they're still working with the RLPA with it.
Mm. Players who are had the double shot, could they sue the league by not making players get vaxxed?
Because they're playing against players that aren't vaxxed.
Mm. Goes on.
I don't know. It's a very, very delicate situation for the NRL because there are a lot of players out there that don't want to get it.
Really? Have you spoken?
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah. There is quite a few.
Because there's a few that didn't want to get the flu shot. Mm. And it took a lot of.
So these players who don't want to be vaxxed, were they vaxxed when they were kids? What do you get vaxxed for? Is it polio? And
yeah, various. Yeah, polio is one. There's a number of things. It's a cocktail of.
Some of it's, a lot of it's a religious belief.
Yeah, and see, the people, there's religious beliefs, there's cultural beliefs. They're the ones that I can understand are really tricky for the NRL.
Yeah.
But there's other people, players, that are going, doing it on the basis of conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And you're going, hey, guys,
mate,
come on.
There's a guy in my building who's a nurse at St. Vincent's Hospital down the road. And I saw him about a month ago and I said, how's it going? He said, we're at capacity. He said, it's just unbelievable. And that was a month ago before things started to really spike in terms of positive tests.
I think I told you when I had my first shot, the nurse said, do you want to have a look at the needle? I said, absolutely not. And she said, a lot of people do because they want to make sure there's no chip in it.
What?
I know.
What?
Some people want to have a look to make sure, because that's one of the conspiracies.
They're putting
a chip in there so you can be monitored anywhere you go. Other people saying it's a 5G thing. And you're going, oh, come on. Oh, did you go to school?
Yeah. Hope they don't pass that chip on to my missus when I go missing.
Yeah.
He's up the cross. He's down the Chloe.
Is it the R and T's again? Yeah, Durry Joe, they'll open soon.
I was going to say, they still open.
Yeah. 5-1, guys. Players with the best general kicking games in rugby league history, because at the moment there's a couple of crackers coming this week. Adam Reynolds and also mate Nathan Cleary. Who's your number five, Webby?
I'm going to go a bit left field here because I've been watching for this SCG book I've been writing, allegedly, Wally Lewis. In Origins, he was sensational.
Yeah.
His general kicking in Origins to get him out of trouble was... He was a king.
It was almost a cliche, and they go, "Oh, he knows every blade of grass at Lang Park."
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, he was great.
My number five is Alan Langer, in particular his short kicking game. Just, you couldn't stop it. It's hard to read. His little short grubbers, actually all over the field. He did those grubber kicks, and Kevin Walters would be chasing him. His long kicking game wasn't that great, wasn't that pretty.
Got better as he got older.
It got the job done, but his short kicking game was probably the best.
Remember you see the double kicks when he first came into Origin?
That's right.
Little chip through, little kick. I'll go on Andrew Walker, number five. When Unc was at, he arrived on the scene, he was, of course, he's the nephew of the Eller brothers, played at Randwick, got bought by Brian Smith to go to St. George. I remember watching some Friday night football games and he was putting torpedo bombs so high that they went out of camera shot.
Mm.
Didn't Gus always say he's the most naturally talented footballer he ever coached?
Did he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Freakish player. Mm. Great kicking aim. When he hit those torpedoes, mate, he hit them just so sweet all the time.
Number four?
Yes, please.
Phil Blake, Chip and Chase.
Oh, Blakey.
We don't see him anymore, do we?
Never. Why not?
Tell me how long since you've seen a double Chip and Chase, where they chip, catch, chip out of the fullback.
It's been a long
Billy,
time.
Billy 20... Slater in the Origin?
Oh, Billy.
When he was offside.
Yeah.
Was he offside?
When Lockie grubbered.
No, didn't Billy chip over the top and then it bounced and he chipped again?
No, that was Lockie. Lockie grubbered.
Lockie kicked the first time,
there
right.
Yeah, has been
Billy
a long time to double chip.
There you go.
Yeah, you know Blakey that chip. Year, in a defensive era, Blakey scored, I think at the moment someone's equal. I think Tom's equaled him maybe, or one of the players has equaled him. He scored 27 tries in his rookie season, Blakey.
Stop it.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
I saw him at New South Wales training this year. He hasn't aged.
Still fit.
Aged at all.
Yeah. Is he still working with? Is he working with Leicester or one of those top? He might have went to France.
Yeah, he did.
He made a real heart scare. He's got the big zipper, triple bypass.
Yeah,
or something. But looks as fit as a fiddle.
Geez, a good player. So, what about his club? So he goes Manly, made a cracking career at Souths, really elevated them. Then he went from Souths to St. George, which I remember. He was used off the bench as a super sub, but I remember. His wife went on the footy show one night as a partner's thing and Fatty said, oh, you know, how's Blakey going? He goes, oh, he's really dirty at the moment because Smith keeps playing him on the bench and he only uses him up when he needs to. And I thought, oh, Brian Smith would have been sitting at home going, oh, no. Oh, dear. Go. Yeah.
Oh, Smithy.
What number are we up to,
four.
By the way?
My number four is the King, Wally Lewis. Won Origins on the back of his kicking game for Queensland. Kept him in the... In the fight, even when they were on the back foot, just the best.
I'll go on Johnny Peard, number four. When you see him at after dinner talks back in the day, he said, they call me the bomber. I was once famous for the bomb, now I just drive one. Of course, he revolutionised the kicking game, like the bomb. Just a great, mate. Hear the story. I didn't see a lot of Peardy playing, but a great man. And Bowler Report's just a great general play kicker.
He certainly was. Adam Reynolds was my number three.
Yeah.
He's my number three too.
Well, there you go.
I think he's the best goal kicker I've ever seen. I think he goes past Hazem and
really?
Daryl Halligan. Yep.
Souths keep getting the shits with me because I keep pointing out it's Amanda said he's not going to be there next year.
I can't believe that.
But this is the thing that I can't cop because there are certain people at that club that are trying to justify the decision to get rid of him by saying that he's got a bad back. Second in the points scored this season behind Ruben Garrick. Second in goals kicked. And he's got a tackle efficiency of 89% from 23 games. Does that sound like a bloke who's on the way out?
Webby, the last month, it's as good as I've
played.
Ever
this
seen
This is the
him
best
play.
Season he's had this year.
Yeah. You know what they wanted? He wanted to stay? 2 years at 650 each.
Mate, with the amount of halfbacks going around... That's paying unders.
Exactly.
He's playmaking. This is the best he's ever ball played. Joey, you've gone...
Oh, Adam Reynolds.
Yeah, I've gone Cooper Cronk. Coop's number three. Mate, clutch field goals and just precision. How organised he was with his kicking game. Some people say robotic at times, but with kicking, that's the way it can be. Like, you know, cross kicks, short kicks for Billy, kicks towards the post.
I always remember if he used to kick one dead, you'd go, Jesus, well, that doesn't happen very often.
One year, Joey, it might have been the year they won the comp, 2007, you had a bit of a system rating kickers, if they kick the ball dead, points and stuff like that.
No, I'd give them a points number. Yeah,
and you said that's where they won the comp that year and Cooper was about triple anyone else as far as points concerned.
Number two. Your Highness.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, sorry.
Number two?
Jeez. You know what always sticks out for me about your general kicking game was the 01 grand final in the second half. You did all right.
Oh, Luke's. No, hang on.
Look at
people.
Look at,
he just screwed the top off his drink and just had a mouthful.
I'm just waiting for Joey to say it reminds me of when we were doing your column a couple of years ago and I knocked the glass off the table and Joey just reached out and caught it and goes, that's why there's only eight of us.
Who's next up with the Immortals? Are they
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Is there a nine?
It'd be Billy, wouldn't it? Or Lockie.
Let's hope we can make it as painful as the current Dally M's by just stretching it out over two.
I wonder. Like, I'm trying to think. Can it be Cameron?
He's got to be retired for 5 years. I think Lockie's the big one they'll be talking about.
Lockie.
Yeah. I've gone Joey number two. Yeah, credit where it's due.
I've gone Nathan. You've skipped me. I've got Nathan Cleary. His control with his kick, his grubbers at the moment. He's hitting the posts, he's shaping balls, he's taking those floaters to a whole new level. Those floating bombs are so hard to control. He's controlling them. He's putting them between that winger and the fullback. So, and Nathan's kicking is going to get better and better. I think by the end of his career, he'll be number one.
Where's all this come from? This modesty. You're not at the top of the list.
Yep.
This is unusual.
Well, I haven't gone to number one yet.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. You're number one?
Ricky. Stewart, can't go past him, really.
Ricky revolutionised the kicking game. All sorts of kicks, torpedoes, grubbers, controlled games with his kick. He was probably the first player, probably other than Wally, who won games by kicking the ball.
You watched that, which grand final? The 1990 grand final? Yeah. He's got it on a string, just smashing the ball, 61 bounce into touch. I saw him in 1990, we went down for our Jersey flag end-of-year trip, and I wonder, it was Broncos versus Canberra at Sydney Football Stadium, full house, 40,000 people, and I went, I'm going to go watch him warm up. Went and watched him, and he was warming up, Ricky, and he was putting torpedo bombs up that were so clean, it was like they were shot out of machines, just one after the other to Gary Belcher, just going, bush, and just going, this is incredible.
But I see him now. I see him at training sessions. When you don't get to go to training sessions, journos, that much anymore. But he still kicks a ball like he did when he's a player. Always blows my mind when you go and watch old footballs. I remember during Origin a couple of years ago watching Brandy kick balls, torps, and kicking like, and he's just stopping him right on the on the try line. Like, you never lose it, do you?
I can pass and catch. I cannot kick a ball anymore with my knees. I got an MRI last week on my knees. The doctor initially sent the MRI and I looked at it and went, I think that's bone on bone. He said, nah, I haven't got the full report from the specialist, but it looks fine. And I'm like, oh, I wonder why it's hurting so much. Anyway, the report came through to the specialist. Torn posterior cruciate, semi-torn medial, an abnormal ACL. No cartilage in the knee, disparity here. And I rang the doctor and said, yeah, mate, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's good as gold.
Imagine if they scanned your liver.
Yeah.
Cop that.
Yeah. Well, I had my cholesterol test.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, the other day. 7.4 down to 3.4. There you go.
You said that before.
Yeah, did I?
Yeah.
I have to scan something else. Yeah.
Your brain.
Yeah. Thanks. We'll take a break. After the break, we'll skip on to something a little bit more lighthearted. Michael Maguire.